The Four Foundations of Mindfulness Sutta. Before we turn to a detailed consideration of each of the four foundations, let's look ahead to what we will be covering. As I mentioned, the teachings on the four foundations come down to us from a teaching talk given by the Buddha known as the Satipatthana Sutta. A summarized version of the sutta is given. I have added headings not part of the original sutta to help you follow the sequence. As you listen to this book, you may find it helpful to turn back to it from time to time to refresh your memory about what's been covered and look ahead at what's to come. Try repeating the sutta out loud when you turn to it. It's beneficial to hear the Buddha's words as if they were intended specifically for you, which of course they are. A word of advice. This book is not meant to be listened to like a novel or digested like a university textbook. Rather, the teachings of the Buddha are to be explored and practiced, more like a piece of great music. As your familiarity grows, your experiential understanding of the Dhamma takes on a life of its own. In the beginning, mindfulness takes much effort, but eventually it becomes second nature. A daily mindfulness practice. If you're already practicing meditation, or if listening to this book inspires you to start, you can make reading the Satipatthana Sutta part of your meditation session. I always recommend that people begin a session of meditation with thoughts of loving friendliness for their parents, teachers, relatives, friends, strangers, adversaries, and ultimately for all living beings. Starting your meditation session in this way helps develop your concentration and also avoid any resentment that may arise as you sit. Then, before turning your attention to the breath or other point of focus, you may find it worthwhile to repeat aloud, recite, or even chant the version of the Satipatthana Sutta which I will give in a moment. Repeat or recite slowly to give yourself time to review in your mind what you've learned or understood about each point. If you find that you cannot remember the Buddha's meaning, or that you are confused about something, resolve to read more or to ask a more experienced meditator for help. If you listen to and think about the sutta every day, eventually the whole sequence of mindfulness practices will be at the tip of your tongue. The Four Foundations of Mindfulness Satipatthana Sutta. Bhikkhus, this is the direct path for the purification of beings, for the surmounting of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief, for the attainment of the true way, for the realization of Nibbana, namely, the four foundations of mindfulness. 1. Mindfulness of the body. Mindfulness of the breath. Mindfulness of the four postures, walking, standing, sitting, and lying down. Mindfulness with clear comprehension of what is beneficial, of suitability, of the meditator's domain, of non-delusion. Reflection on the 32 parts of the body. Analysis of the four elements. 9 cemetery contemplations. 2. Mindfulness of feelings. Pleasant, painful, and neither painful nor pleasant feelings, worldly and spiritual. Awareness of their manifestation, arising, and disappearance. 3. Mindfulness of mind. Understanding the mind as greedy or not greedy, hateful or not hateful, deluded or not deluded, contracted or distracted, not developed or developed, not supreme or supreme, not concentrated or concentrated, not liberated or liberated. Awareness of its manifestation, arising, and disappearance. 4. Mindfulness of Dhamma. 5 mental hindrances. Sense, desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and worry, skeptical doubt. Awareness of their manifestation, origin, and disappearance. 5 aggregates of clinging. Material form, feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. Awareness of their manifestation, arising, and dissolution. 6 internal and 6 external sense bases. Eye and visible objects, ear and sounds, nose and smells, tongue and tastes, body and tangible objects, mind and mental objects. Knowledge of them and of the arising, abandoning, and future non-arising of the fetters that originate dependent on both. 7 factors of enlightenment. Mindfulness, investigation of the Dhamma, energy, joy, tranquility, concentration, and equanimity. Knowledge of their presence, their arising, and their development. 4 noble truths. Suffering, its origin, its cessation, and the path that leads to the cessation of suffering. Noble Eightfold Path. Skillful understanding, thinking, speech, action, livelihood, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. Bhikkhus, if anyone should properly develop these 4 foundations of mindfulness for 7 years, or even for 7 days, one of 2 fruits could be expected for that person. Either final knowledge here and now, or if there is a trace of clinging left, the state of non-returning.